Positive Hits, 89.9 and 90.5. Hi, this is Mike Kelly talking with John Micah of Cutlass, and they're going to be in concert for Awakening Festival September 17th and 18th. And John, you've really been given some great advice for raising kids and really keeping a godly family. Where does this come from? You're a pretty new dad.
My dad actually wrote a book about disciplining children and stuff. My dad's been a pastor for 25 years.
Oh, wow.
He's actually got a lot of information about me in there.
So. Oh, dear.
The way I was raised.
And when John was 5 years old, we...
yeah. But there's some stories in there about me. But it's a really good book that I think it's an easy read. It's really helpful in understanding how to just properly correct your child, you know.
That's cool.
There's a lot of things that I think that in church we never cover, you know. A lot of churches will talk about spanking your children and stuff like that, but that's as far as it ever goes.
Right.
And I think there's a real process, you know. There's a few things my dad talks about, of, for example, never spanking your child in anger.
Right.
You know, there's a big difference between correcting them and saying, you know, I don't want to do this, but I got to, you know, because these are the rules, and we got to go through it. And
right.
It's a really handy read. It's called Correcting Your Child in Love, and it's just a really solid book. You can get it on Amazon or BarnesandNobles.com or anything.
Okay.
And his name is Abner Sumrall. And man, it's just a really practical. It's basically the guidelines that I was taught growing up. You know, how I was raised, and I'm actually really, really thankful for the way my parents raised me, and I've really imparted a lot of that to my kids as I've been a dad now. It's been so helpful, and I talk to so many people that just they don't have a good example because they were raised, however, you know, and
right.
their dad was abusive to them or brutal, and I've just talked to so many people that don't have an example, and they're kind of just winging it, you know.
Right, which is very scary, man. You have no plan, then you plan to fail.
Yeah,
I mean that's exactly. That's really how it runs down.
So it's a real simple read. It's a good book, and it just kind of gives you a good little checklist too of, like, you know, when you're going to discipline your child, make sure you're doing it with this heart. Make sure you're doing it in this way, and it's a great just biblical look at how to discipline and correct your children. So honestly, I think it's just a really, really valuable tool.
Excellent.
You know, as a new parent or whatever. So.
What do you do when you're on the road? For example, if she's not on the road, she's home with the kids. Is it one of those just wait till your daddy comes home, and which is, you know, 3 weeks later?
You know, it depends. So it depends on the offense, and it depends on the age of the kid, and
right.
kind of stuff, you know, with our younger one, it kind of has to be right away. You know,
right.
She doesn't really understand, you know, if we wait,
right,
for a week,
right.
You know,
so the communication between you two has to be really, really open.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And, you know, with our son, sometimes there's been a few times, you know, that, we'll have to go through stuff, you know, when I get home, and depends on how long I'm going to be gone and, you know,
right.
all that kind of stuff. But it definitely is a challenge. I feel bad for my wife on that front because sometimes she does have to take care of stuff that normally I would have taken care of, you know, had I been home. But that's where, too, I think it's important just as a married couple to be on the same page with these things and work together as a team. Because, you know, that way there's consistency there between both of you, and you understand and know that, kids are smart. They'll figure out if they can get away with stuff with one parent.
Right, right.
They're going to use that to their advantage.
Right.
And so you really got to be on the same page and just prayerfully. And that's the other thing. You know, I think there's techniques you can use to kind of help, you know, be consistent, but there's no total guideline as to how you handle every situation, you know? Like, I think there's a time and a place to show grace to your kids where, you know, maybe they don't deserve it, but they learn about what grace means, you know?
Right.
But that's something that's you got to prayerfully consider, because you do that all the time and they're never getting disciplined.
Right.
You know, so,
right.
Definitely a balance. Being a parent is not an easy job, for sure. But I do believe it can be a very rewarding job, and ultimately I think if we train our kids well and, you know, watch them grow in the Lord, I think that you know, again, this verse talks about no greater joy than he sees his kids walk in truth.
That's awesome, John. I really appreciate that. It's very encouraging to me, and I'm sure to so many other people as well.
Yeah.
All right, man. So we're going to see you in a couple weeks. Very excited about it.
Cool.
So we'll check in with you then.
Awesome. Sounds good.